So
I wanted to discuss digits briefly, but that won't take too long.
Okay, agenda items. We have digits. What else we got?
New version of the pre-segmentation.
New version of pre-segmentation.
Do we want to say something?
Yeah, why don't you summarize
an update of the transcript?
Update on transcripts.
And I guess that includes some the filtering for the ASRFs too.
Mm-hmm.
Filtering for what?
For the references that we need to go from the fancy transcripts to the sort of brain dead.
Basically, it'd be a recap of a meeting that we had jointly this morning.
With Don as well.
Mm-hmm.
More pressing than those things. Why don't we just do those?
Okay.
Yours was brief, so.
Okay, well, as you can see from the numbers on the digits, we're almost done. The digits goes up to about 4,000. And so we probably will be done with the TI digits in another couple weeks, depending on how many we read each time. So there were a bunch that we skipped. You know, someone fills out the form, and then they're not at the meeting, and so it's blank. But those are almost all filled in as well. And so once it's done, it would be very nice to train up a recognizer and actually start working with this data.
So we'll
and
have
so
a corpus that's the size of TI digits?
One particular test set of TI digits.
Test
so
okay.
I extracted, there was a file sitting around which people have used here as a test set. It had been randomized and so on. And that's just what I used to generate
great.
The order of
great.
These particular ones.
So in principle, what we could do is take the standard training set for TI digits, train up with whatever you know great features we think we have, for instance, and then test on this test set. And presumably, you should do reasonably well on that. And then presumably,
yeah.
we should go to the distant mic and we should do poorly.
Right.
And then we should get really smart in the next year or two. And
increase it by
yeah.
1 or 2%.
Yeah.
yeah. But in order to do that, we need to extract out the actual digits. So that the reason it's not just a transcript is that they're false starts and misreads and miscues and things like that. And so I have a set of scripts in X-Waves where you just select the portion, hit R, it tells you what the next one should be, and you just look for that. You know, so it'll put on the screen, the next set is 69922, and you find that and hit the key, and it records it in a file in a particular format.
So
and so the question is, should we have the transcribers do that, or should we just do it? With some of us, I've done 8 meetings, something like that, just by hand, just myself, rather. So it will not take long.
What do you think?
My feeling is we discussed this right before coffee, and I think it's a fine idea, partly because it's not unrelated to their present skill set, but it will add for them an extra dimension. It might be an interesting break for them, and also it is contributing to the. Composition of the transcript because we can incorporate those numbers directly and it'll be a more complete transcript. So I think it's fine.
There is.
So you think it's fine to have the transcribers do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's one other small bit which is just entering the information which is at the top of this form onto the computer to go along with where the digits are recorded automatically. And so it's just you know typing in name, time, date, and so on. Which again, either they can do, but it is you know firing up an editor or again, I can do, or someone else can do.
And that, you know, I'm not, that one I'm not so sure fits into the things that I want to use the hours for, because the time that they'd be spending doing that, they wouldn't be able to be putting more words on. But that's really your choice.
So are these two separate tasks that can happen, or do they have to happen at the same time?
No, they don't have, this, you have to enter the data before you do the second task, but they don't have to happen at the same time. So
okay.
it's just I have a file which has this information on it, and then when you start using my scripts for extracting the times, it adds the times at the bottom of the file. And so, I mean, it's easy to create the files and leave them blank, and so actually we could do it in either order.
Okay.
It's sort of nice to have the same person do it just as a double check to make sure you're entering for the right person, but either way.
Yeah, just by way of... order of magnitude. We've been working with this Aurora data set, and the best score on the nicest part of the data, that is where you've got training and test set that are basically the same kinds of noise and so forth, is about, I think the best score was something like 5%. so
per
that,
digit.
You're right. So if you were doing 10-digit recognition, you would really be in trouble.
Mm.
So the point there, and this is car noise things, but the real situation. Well, there's one microphone that's close that they have is this sort of thing, close versus distant, but in a car instead of having a projector noise, it's car noise. But it wasn't artificially added to get some artificial signal noise ratio. It was just people driving around the car. So that's an indication. That was with many sites competing, and this was the very best score and so forth. So
although
more
the
typical
models weren't that good, right? I mean, the models are pretty crappy.
You're right. I think that we could have done better on the models. But the thing is that this is a kind of typical number for all of the things in this task, all of the languages. And so I think that probably the models would be better in some than others. Anyway, just an indication, once you get into this kind of realm, even if you're looking at connected digits, it can be really hard.
It's going to be fun to see how we compare this.
Yeah.
How do we do
well,
with
the prosodics are so much different. It's going to be strange. I mean, the prosodics are not the same as TI digits, for example.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how much of an effect that will have.
What do you mean the prosodics?
Just what we were talking about with grouping. That with these, the grouping, there's no grouping at all. And so it's just the only sort of discontinuity you have is at the beginning and the end.
So what are they doing in Aurora? Are they reading
Aurora,
actual phone
know.
Numbers?
I don't know what they do in Aurora.
A digit at a time? Or?
No, I mean, it's connected. It's connected.
Connected.
Digits, yeah.
So
but
there's also the, not just the prosody, but the crossword modeling is
right.
Probably quite different.
But in TI digits, they're reading things like zip codes and phone numbers and things
right.
like that. So
how do we do on
different.
TI digits?
I don't remember. I mean, very good, right?
Yeah, I mean, we were
1.5%, 2%, something like that.
No, I think we got under 1%.
Oh, really?
But,
okay.
But I mean, the very best system that I saw in the literature was at 0.25%. But I think a lot of systems sort of get 0.5%.
Right.
You're
but I mean, it's really, it's close talking mics, no noise, clean signal, just digits. I mean,
yeah.
It's the beginning of time.
Yes,
speech
exactly.
Yeah.
And we've only recently got
it's
to
like the
anywhere near
single
human.
Cell, you
pre-history.
Know. It's the beginning of life, yeah.
And it's still like an order of magnitude worse than what humans do.
Right.
Yeah. When they're white awake, yeah.
Yeah, after coffee.
Okay,
so what I'll do then is I'll go ahead and enter this data and then hand off to Jane and the transcribers to do the actual extraction of the digits.
Yeah. One question I have that, I mean, we wouldn't know the answer to now, but do some guessing, but I was talking before about doing some modeling of marking of articulatory features with overlap and so on. Some subset. One thought might be to do this on digits or some piece of digits. It would be easier and so forth. The only thing is I'm a little concerned that maybe the kind of phenomena. And the reason for doing it is because the argument is that certainly conversational speech, the stuff that we've looked at here before, just doing the simple mapping from the phone to the corresponding features that you could look up in the book isn't right. It isn't actually right. In fact, there's these overlapping processes where some voicing comes out and some noisality comes in here and so forth. And you do this gross thing saying, well, I guess it's this one starting there. So that's the reasoning. But it could be that when we're reading digits, because it's for such a limited set, that maybe that phenomenon doesn't occur as much. I don't know. Do you have any opinions
on that? It strikes me that each of them is more informative because it's so random, and that people might articulate more, and that you might end up with more a closer correspondence.
Yeah,
I agree.
Sort of less predictability.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's definitely true that when people are reading, even if they're rereading what they had said spontaneously, that they have very different patterns. Mitch showed that, and some dissertations have shown that. So the fact that they're reading, first of all, whether they're reading in a room of people or just the fact that they're reading will make a difference. And
well,
depends what you're interested in.
Would this corpus really be the right one to even try that on?